When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
To be a masterpiece and to be a work in progress at the same time. That's just the art of falling in love with yourself.
I realize that sometimes the only one that can put the pieces back together is yourself.
With love and laughing.
Hey besties, welcome back, or welcome if this is your first time listening to I Missed Me. We are a healing, self-growth, finding ourselves community, and the goal and the purpose of this podcast is to come back home to yourself. That's why it's called I Missed Me, and if you're not new to I Missed Me, bestie, welcome, I missed you! These are my favorite type of episodes. Solo episodes will forever be my favorite. Before I get started with today's episode, I kind of want to explain you the dynamic that I've been having with I Missed Me and changes that are gonna be coming up in March. The first thing that I want to say is that I know that there's been a lot of collab episodes, which honestly I love and really, really enjoy recording, but I know that solo episodes keep being your favorite. So my initial plan for 2024 was like, I am just going to post collab episodes. Like, I want to get to have conversations with people. I want to interview people. I want to get to know stories. Like, I don't want everything to be about me. But then all February that I've been posting like collab episodes and I recorded them in January, I felt like I felt the need to talk. I was like, I missed my besties. I want to do solo episodes. And so I was talking with my team and I was like, you know what? Like, I want to keep doing solo episodes. And so starting March, we're going to come back to the solo episodes once a week. So it's going to be Tuesdays, we're going to have guests, and Thursdays is going to be solo episodes, or Tuesdays is going to be solo episodes. Like, I don't know how it's going to be. The point is that you're still going to get 8 episodes a month, but one of, like, 4 of those 8 are going to be solo episodes, and then 4 of those 8 are going to be guest episodes. You get the point. Also, before we get started, I wanted to ask you a little favor. If you are new to I Missed Me, you don't have to do this yet. You can go listen to this episode and then decide, or listen to more episodes and then decide. But besties, if you're not new to I Missed Me and you've been listening to I Missed Me and you like it and you like the content and it's generally being helpful, please, 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 please rate the podcast. It's really, really helpful. It would mean the world to me. You do not have to rate it 5 stars. Like, you really do not. I would so appreciate if you do. But I want you to be honest with whatever you think about the podcast. All I need you and want you to do from the bottom of my heart, please, please, please just rate it. Again, if you're new to I Missed Me, you don't have to do this yet. You can go listen to the episodes. You can listen to this one if it resonates with you, if it helps you, if you find it useful, if you find it relaxing, if you find it interesting, you can go ahead and read it after you listen to a couple of episodes. But besties, if you're not new to I Missed Me, if you've listened to me, if you resonated with me, if you've connected with me, please go rate the podcast. It would mean the world to me. With that being said, I do want to let you guys know that I have a little gift for you guys. If you guys don't follow my Instagram, you should go follow I Missed Me's Instagram, because I recently posted a story and it is highlighted of a free masterclass that we are going to be having on March 1st. It is going to be limited. Not everybody's going to be able to get in. So if you want to have access to that masterclass, DM me, DM the podcast account, any emoji, or just DM the word masterclass, or comment under any post masterclass. Like, if you DM or if you comment that you want access to the masterclass, you're going to receive a link. Again, that's going to take place March 1st, I think 7 p.m. Eastern time. And we're going to be talking about healing and breakups, and it's going to be the most amazing time. And I'm going to get to talk and meet a bunch of you via Google Meets. So if you want the link to join the masterclass, again, it's going to be completely free. March 1st, 7 p.m. Eastern time. If you want the link to join, DM me, or there is, again, a highlighted story with a question sticker, and you can just comment any emoji on that question sticker. I will know to send you the link. And I think that's it. I think that's all I have to tell you, besties. Don't forget that all of the episodes, except for this one, because I am building my my solo set, but all of the guest episodes are available on YouTube. So if you're interested in watching the video episodes, they are available on YouTube. I am being extremely active on all of my social media. If you want to receive more I Missed Me content, more healing content, I am being super active on all of our social media. And again, solo episodes are coming back on March, which I am extremely excited and happy for. With all of that being said, today we have a fun episode because I think that it is going to be a very helpful one. I have been receiving a lot of questions from you guys regarding and related to ghosting. This guy is ghosting me, or I feel like he's pulling away, or I feel like he's being inconsistent, or I feel like I put him on a pedestal and now he's like pulling away and it's determining my mood, and I literally cannot function if I don't get a text from this person, and until I don't get a text from this person, I cannot continue on with my day. I've been there, trust me. I think if you listen to I Missed Me, we've all been there, where until we don't have a text or until we don't hear from this person, we cannot go on with our days. And I understand the frustration, and I understand how exhausting it is to emotionally depend on someone. And I think that one of the most frustrating things to go through when you're meeting someone, or when you are romanticizing someone, or when you're starting to catch feelings for someone, is for them to start being inconsistent. Like, that is the most frustrating, an unsufferable thing, and yeah, just like frustrating and exhausting thing to go through. Like, talking with someone 24/7 and then out of nowhere feeling like they're getting weird, and we genuinely cannot do anything about it, because no matter how much we beg, they're not going to change, or we don't want to beg, or we don't want to ask them what's going on, because we're going to seem very needy and weird. But like, at the same time, I don't want you to start pulling away because I emotionally depend on you. You know what I mean? Like, all of the thoughts that go behind feeling like someone is starting to be inconsistent. If you are relating to this, this is the episode for you. Welcome to How to Be the One That Got Away, because if there is something that we're going to do when someone starts being inconsistent from the beginning, is leave. Even if it's not from the beginning, even if you've been talking with this person for months and out of nowhere they're getting weird, or even if you've known this person for months and out of nowhere they're starting to get or pull away, and this is not like them, or this is not a usual behavior, so maybe they're going to change. Besties, it is not your responsibility to wait for someone to change. It is only your responsibility to leave as soon as your needs and your expectations and your standards are not being met. So welcome to today's episode, How to Be the One That Got Away. Again, as soon as you feel like someone is inconsistent, you are going to leave. But again, I know it's not easy. I know it's really hard, and that's why I have this episode for you today. number one and a very, very important one, you are not going to start trying harder because they stopped trying. And this is one of the biggest mistakes that we make when we feel like someone is starting to pull away, or again, being inconsistent, feeling like they're being inconsistent or that they're pulling away because of us. Like, maybe I'm starting to be different. Maybe I'm doing something wrong. Maybe I should give them more attention. Maybe it's my fault. Maybe me. And we start blaming ourselves for their inconsistent behavior. And we feel like we have to start trying harder for them to stay. And the more that they start pulling away, and the more that they start being inconsistent, and the more that they start showing us that they are not actually interested in us, the more that we try to make them interested. Again, I've been in your position, so I know how hard and how strong the urge is to have to show someone, or to have to prove to someone that we are worthy of receiving love. But the only thing that you're doing, if you start trying harder, the less that they stop trying, is showing them and making them understand that the worse that they treat you, the more that you're going to try. And because of that, the worse that they are going to continue to treat you, because again, obviously people like to receive effort. And if you put more effort in, the less effort that they put in, then eventually, because the less that they try, the more that you try, they're not even going to try at all. And if the pattern continues, you are going to completely lose yourself in them because they completely stopped trying. So besties, you are not going to start trying harder because they stopped trying. Matter of fact, you are going to start reciprocating and giving back the same energy that you receive. If you don't get a text, you are not going to send a text. If they don't make an effort to see you, why would you make an effort to see them? If they don't show you that they're special, you're not going to show them that they are special, or you are not going to show them why they should think that you're special. You're not going to do that. You are just going to give the same energy back. You don't want to text me, I don't want to text you. You don't want to call me, I don't want to talk to you. Again, and that goes for every single relationship. You don't want to be my friend, I don't want to be your friend, because I don't want friends around me that don't put energy or effort in. I want all of my relationships to feel like they're being 50-50 or 100-100 or whatever you think it's fair. But I don't want my relationships to be 100-0 or 80-20 or 90-10. That is not fair to you, to your heart. And that is one of the main reasons why you are going to suffer. Feeling like the less that someone tries, or the less that someone sees your worth, the more that you have to try to prove them that you're worthy. So that is number one, besties. Extremely, extremely important. Number two, very connected to number one, but you are going to become indifferent. There is no better revenge. There is absolutely no better revenge than becoming indifferent. You're not going to explain to them why you're being upset. You're not going to explain to them why you feel like they should start trying for you. You're not going to explain to them why you're worthy of receiving love and all of the special characteristics that you have, because you are worthy just by existing. They should be able to see it just by you existing. They should be able to love you just by you existing. They should be able to recognize the amount of time and the amount of energy and the amount of effort that you deserve. And it is not your responsibility to let them know that. It is not your homework to make someone realize why they should put effort in. The best revenge will never be to get angry, will never be confrontation, will never be to fight, will never be to argue, will never be to seem upset. But the best revenge you can give to any human being is to become indifferent and to show them that their absence has absolutely no impact in your life, because life is so much more than them. Life is so much more than you. Life is so much more than our relationship. Life is so much more than the type of relationship that you were trying to make us have. Like, life is so much more than you. And because life is so much more than you, if you leave, it doesn't matter. I still have my friends. I still have my family. I still have my hobbies. I still have the things that I love. I still have the people that I love. You were just an additional part of my life that, if decided to get removed, it's not going to have an impact on me. Trust me, besties, every single person likes to feel important. Every single person tries to make an impact. Every single person wants to be seen, and every single person wants to be validated. When you show a person that their absence has absolutely no impact in your life, and that you do not depend on them to be happy, and that you will be happy with or without them, so they are welcome to stay, but they are also welcome to leave, that's when they're gonna start trying. Because someone who really cares about you truly does not want to see you happy without them. And if they're okay with seeing you happy without them, then you don't want them in your life anyways. Someone who is okay with not being in your life, or someone who is okay with seeing you not having them in your life, someone who is able to see you and be like, I do not care if she's happy without me. I do not care what she's doing with her life, and I do not care about the impact that I had or not in her life. Then that is not someone that you want in your life. You should want people in your life that know and acknowledge the place, the time, and the energy that you give them. And not only that, but that see it as a gift. You deserve people that see their position in your life as a gift. Like, wow, I am in her life, and it is a privilege to be in her life. She is so busy. She works so much. She has all of these amazing qualities and all of these amazing things, and she's allowing me to be a part of her life. That is a gift, because it truly is a gift. Your energy and your time are the most important things that you have to give. And not only that, but those are the only two things, being the most important ones, that never, ever, ever come back. And so, of course, they are a gift. Of course, they are the two most precious things that you have. And the fact that you are deciding to give them to someone should be perceived and should be seen as a gift. And someone who doesn't care about them, and someone who doesn't even regard them, and someone who treats them as something they can just play around with, and it doesn't matter if I waste your time, and it doesn't matter if I waste your energy, that is not someone that you want in your life, besties. Trust me. Number three, also extreme. Besties, this is for everyone that's looking to learn a new language. Whether you have an upcoming international trip or want to connect with friends and family or a new culture, Rosetta Stone is for you. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program available on desktop or as an app, and it truly immerses you in the language that you want to learn. Rosetta Stone has been the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages to offer, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, and so many more. And it immerses you in many, many ways. It has no English translations, which means that you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. And I also love that it has speech recognition. It has a built-in true accent feature, which gives you feedback on your pronunciation. It's literally like having a personal trainer for your accent. Besties, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. And for a very limited time, iMissedMe's listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. Again, besties, that's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. I love you, besties. And I can't wait for you guys to start learning a new language. Besties, when I first started podcasting, an online store was the furthest thing from my mind. Now I'm selling hoodies with positive messages on the back, and it is so easy, all just because of Shopify. Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online store stage to the first real life store stage, and all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whenever you're selling. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Besties, I truly cannot recommend Shopify enough. You guys know that I have a business and it is hosted on Shopify. So besties, sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/mafiansures, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/mafiansures now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Again, besties, shopify.com/mafiansures. Thank you so much, Shopify, for sponsoring today's episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Be important so that you stop wasting your time and your energy. Stop seeking closure. Closure is not necessary in order to move on. Closure is not needed in order to heal. The only thing that you actually need in order to move on and in order to heal is acceptance. Accept that you deserve better. Accept that you deserve more than the bare minimum, and an explanation is the bare minimum. Accept that the only people that you want in your life are people that align with your frequency, with your vibration, and with your values, and someone who decides to leave without an explanation, and someone who decides to be inconsistent, and someone who decides to play with your feelings does not align with your frequency, with your vibration, or your values. Therefore, it is not someone that you want in your life. The only closure that you truly need is the fact that they weren't willing to try, and you deserve someone who tries. Like, that is the only true closure that you need, and it doesn't come from them, it comes from you. It comes from the moment that you decide that you deserve someone who tries for you, and because they decided to leave, they decided to not try. That truly is the only closure that you need. Again, remember that you do not need closure to move on, you just need acceptance. Acceptance of the fact that you deserve better, and because you deserve better, you're going to start accepting worse. One more explanation is just going to make you want one more explanation. If they explain, you're gonna have more questions, or even worse, if they explain, you're going to feel like now you understand why they're pulling away, so now you can change things about yourself, and maybe, just maybe, they decide to stay this time. Which means that you're changing yourself in order to keep someone, and you should only want people in your life that see you worthy today. Not changing, not trying harder, not being better, but see you as worthy just for who you are. Our ego craves an explanation, and our ego craves to understand, because if you understand, you can change, and if you change, maybe now you're going to be validated, and our ego needs to be validated. But trust me that the last thing that you need is validation from a person who doesn't even validate themselves. The more they explain, the more questions that you're going to have. So sometimes it's better to get no closure, no explanations, in order to have no questions and just accept that you deserve better, and that that is not the best person that you're going to find. And that is also extremely important, besties, and that's for a whole nother episode, but the universe never replaces what exits your life with something worse. It just never does. And this is something that gives me a lot of closure, me and my best friend, that we always talk about, like, who are we gonna marry? Or when am I gonna meet the love of my life? Or when am I gonna meet that person? And sometimes I feel like all throughout my life, out of fear of not finding someone or out of fear of not finding better, I've settled for less than I know that what I deserve. Not because I don't know that that is not what I deserve, but again, out of fear that I'm not going to find any better. And that's when I have to come back to myself. And whenever I feel like I'm trying harder for someone to stay, or whenever I feel the need to prove myself to someone who's not giving me the attention that I know that I deserve. And it's just remembering the fact that the universe never, ever, ever replaces what or who exits your life with something worse. It never does. It's only someone better. If this person is not the one that I'm going to end up with, then thank you, because someone even better than them is going to come into my life. If it doesn't work out with that other person, then thank you, because someone even better is going to come into my life. Like, it's always going to get better. And I feel like that is such a big eye opener of like, okay, if I let you go, if the universe is removing you from my life and I have to let you go, and I felt all of these emotions for you, and you are not the best that I'm going to find, I can only imagine the amount of love that I'm going to feel for the person who is actually meant to be in my life. Like, the amount of love that I'm going to feel for the person that I'm going to end up with. Because if the universe only replaces what exits my life with something better, and you are not the best, then I can only imagine how the best is going to treat me. And that is such a big eye-opener, such closure. And I feel like it's enough closure for you to be able to let go and be like, okay, if the universe is removing you from my life, then you're not the best that I'm going to find. Which means that the amount of love that I'm going to feel for the best and the treatment that I'm going to receive from the next person that I meet is going to be so much better than the way that you're treating me. And that itself is enough reason for me to let you go. Number four, and also extremely important, come back to what you have today. I feel like one of the biggest mistakes that we make when we put someone on a pedestal, and it is extremely valid, it is extremely relatable, and again, I've been through it as well, is to forget about everything and everyone that we have around us. You know, like we take them for granted because they've always been there. We feel like they're always going to stay. And because we're fantasizing and because we're romanticizing when we, because we've put this person on a pedestal, nothing and no one else matters. We feel like that is our source of happiness. That is our source of love. And without this person, I can't live. Like without this person, I'm not going to be happy. And again, we forget about everything and everyone that we have around us, that was around us before we even met them, and that will continue to be around us when that person leaves. Our parents, our family, our friends, our teachers, our coaches, every single person that we have around us that loves us, and our hobbies, the things that we love doing, the things that we enjoy, the things that bring us peace, like all of those things will still remain in your life when that person, once that person leaves. Like once that person is gone, you're still gonna have your whole entire life. And letting someone go is the perfect moment to remember all of the things that you've taken for granted. It is the perfect time to start feeling grateful for all of the things that haven't left your side. I am so grateful for the sport that I have in my case. Like I am just giving you guys an example of like the things that you can tell yourself. Like I am just so grateful for tennis because regardless if I'm sad and regardless if I don't get a text back, I can still go play tennis, and that does not change the love that I have for tennis or painting or whatever it is, or singing or playing an instrument. Like I am grateful that no matter if this person leaves, I can still paint and I will still enjoy painting. I can still play an instrument and I will still enjoy and love playing an instrument. I can still sing. I can still hang out with my friends that will still love me and that still love me and that I still love. Just so many things that you can remember to be grateful for that do not include that person. And in that moment, when you start feeling grateful for all of the things around that person and outside that person, then you're going to realize that you actually did not lose anything other than a person who was not able to see you and appreciate you. Like that's literally all you quote unquote lost. And because it wasn't bringing you any good into your life, it is not a loss. Losing a toxic person is not a loss. It is actually a win because now you are able to open your eyes and give time to what is actually a win and is actually giving you something positive in your life. The biggest frequency that you can be vibrating on is gratitude. That is the only frequency in which you're going to be vibrating and attracting all of the things that you want and that you're asking for. And it is also the opposite of lack. If you're missing someone or if you feel like you need someone to be happy, you're vibrating in a frequency of lack. And the only way to cancel that frequency is by feeling grateful for the things that you have today and by realizing that nothing is missing other than your ability to notice that nothing is missing. And last but not least, also extremely important and super practical, keep yourself busy, not out of distraction. And I know it sounds super basic, but hear me out, besties. Our brain, and I've said it a million times on this podcast, is wired for comfort. Wherever you feel comfortable in, you are going to do anything. Your brain is going to do anything in its power to stay. And because you've put this person on a pedestal and made them your comfort place, of course you're going to feel like you need them in order to survive or in order to feel happy or in order to feel all of these positive emotions that you think that you are feeling. Again, because you've gotten used to them and you've made them your comfort place. Now, being distracted in a good and healthy way and keeping yourself busy with things that are healthy and with things that are positive to your mental health is extremely important because you have to prove to your brain that you can survive without this person. You have to prove to your brain that you can actually get things done and that you can actually do things outside of them and without them. You basically just have to tell your brain, I can survive without them and I can feel comfortable without them. Let me prove it to you. And you are going to start playing a sport, or you're going to paint, or you're going to play an instrument, or you're going to go out with your friends, or you're going to start running, or you're going to start going to the gym. Not because you want to keep yourself busy, not because you want to be distracted, not because you don't want to feel your pain, because feeling your pain, and we've talked about it before, is necessary in order to heal, but because we want to prove to ourselves that we can actually live outside of this person. We can actually find comfort in things that have nothing to do with this person, and we can eventually build a new routine and live a new life that does not include this person whatsoever. And the only way that you're going to be able to realize that you can actually live without that person is by starting to live without that person. What are your favorite hobbies? What are the things that you enjoy doing? What are the things that keep you distracted? What are the things that keep your mind away from whatever is going on? And start doing those things. And again, start slowly training your brain that you can actually find comfort outside of this person and outside of this relationship. And that is it for today's episode, besties. I hope it was a good one. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I truly think it's going to be helpful because I know that there's a lot of you going through inconsistent relationships, going through ghosting, going through having to beg to someone to give you the bare minimum. And I've gone live and I'm going to start going live more on TikTok. If you guys don't follow I Missed Me on TikTok, definitely go follow that because I'm going to be super active on there. But my point being that I've been going live on that account doing Q&As, and like that's one of the most frequent asked questions is like, what do I do if this person is ghosting me? The answer is simple. Absolutely nothing. Nothing. You are going to become the one who got away. You are going to become the one who was able to step up and step away. And you are going to be the one who was able to be like, you know what? Like, I deserve someone who tries. Like, trying is the bare minimum. Trying is literally the bare minimum. And if you can't try for me, then what makes me think that you're ever going to be able to do anything else? If trying is the bare minimum and you can't even do the bare minimum for me, then what makes me think that eventually you're going to be able to give me everything that I know that I deserve and everything that I'm looking for? It doesn't make any sense. And even if by any chance they change in the future, it is not your responsibility to stay and watch that happen. Because one, nothing promises you that it is going to happen. And two, your time also counts. And your growth and your change also has to happen. So if you wait for someone to change and you don't change in that time and wait until that person changes, or if you wait on someone's growth to grow, then you're dishonoring your time and you're dishonoring your energy. And that is not fair to you. Again, besties, if you enjoyed this episode, please, 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 from the bottom of my heart, don't forget to rate the podcast. Let's prove to ourselves that we are a strong and big and active besties family. And let's get this podcast to 2,000 ratings. It would mean the world to me. Share it with your friends. Grab your friend's phone. Start rating the podcast. You rate it yourself. Tell your family to rate the podcast. Grab everyone's phone and start reading the podcast. Share with everyone. I know one episode has to be helpful for someone else's mental health. So besties, you mean the world to me. You mean the whole entire world to me. This podcast makes me so happy, and it genuinely saves me and my mental health. I promise you it does. And I love having a conversation with you. I genuinely feel like I'm talking with you, even if I don't see your beautiful face. I know that, again, and my message, we're all strangers healing together, so I know that some way or another we are connected. On that note, don't forget that I have a clothing brand, nonameproject.co. Very, very few hoodies left, and when those sell out, we are launching official I Missed Me merch. Pink sweats, hoodies, baby blue, baby yellow, tank tops, hats, all of the things that you ask for are going to be out, I promise. I Missed Me merch coming out very soon, and it's going to be extremely excited, and everybody's going to be wearing it. But first, we have to sell out of the brown hoodies, the We're All Strangers Healing Together hoodies. Nonameproject.co to get your hoodie. It is the most comfortable hoodie ever. Like, every single person that I meet and that buys the hoodie or wears it is like, Mafe, I don't know what type of crack you put into this hoodie, but I do not take it off. Like, as soon as I put it on, I do not take it off. I wear it for 10 days straight. And the only time that I take it off is because I have to wash it. Like, that is the only thing that I've heard from all of my friends. So I promise you, it is an investment. Feeling comfortable has absolutely no price. So go get your no-name hoodie today. I love you, besties. I hope that you enjoyed today's episode, and I will see you guys on Tuesday with our guest episode. And then starting March, we are coming back with our weekly solo episode. I love you guys. I hope you guys have an amazing day, night, morning, whenever you're listening to this, and I will see you guys on our next episode. With love, Mafi.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.